And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of May, 2007. It was on this day, 1792, a group of 24 men got together under a buttonwood tree on Wall Street in New York and formed the New York Stock Exchange. Wall Street had long been the location of a regular outdoor auction of commodities, molasses, tobacco, furs, and then brokers had begun selling securities there. And on this day, that group of traders agreed to only sell to each other, to charge a fixed commission, and to avoid other auctions. The next year, they moved indoors into the upper floor of a coffee house nearby. It was on this day in 1954, the United States Supreme Court ruled in the case of Brown versus Board of Education that racial segregation in public schools is unconstitutional. A 7-year-old girl named Linda Brown in Topeka, Kansas, had to travel 21 blocks every day to an all-black elementary school, even though she lived just 7 blocks from an elementary school for white children. And her father, Oliver Brown, asked that his daughter be allowed to attend the white school nearby, and when the white school's principal refused, Brown went to court. At the time, there were 21 states that had laws allowing segregation, which the court had accepted in the case of Plessy versus Ferguson, establishing the principle of separate but equal. Most of the justices in 1954 were personally opposed to segregation, but only 4 of them openly supported overturning this long-established precedent. And then, in September the previous fall, Chief Justice Fred Vinson died of a sudden heart attack, and Earl Warren was appointed and confirmed in his place. And Justice Warren, as governor of California, had helped to imprison many Japanese Americans during World War II, and he felt great regret at having done that, so he was a supporter of civil rights. He wasn't satisfied with the idea of a 5-4 decision declaring segregation unconstitutional. He needed to get a unanimous one, he thought, and he succeeded. The final holdout was Justice Reed from Kentucky, who Justice Warren finally persuaded that a lone dissent from a Southerner could have an inflammatory effect on the nation. Earl Warren wrote the decision himself. He wrote, "Does segregation of children in public schools solely on the basis of race deprive the children of the minority group of equal educational opportunities? We believe that it does." Justice Reed wept as the decision was read. But desegregation was a long time in coming. It wasn't until about 1970 that most Southern schools became integrated. And even today, there's still widespread school and housing segregation, even if it's not supported by the law. It's the birthday of the composer Eric Satie, born in France in 1866, who wrote many musical scores with unusual instructions for the performers, like "With Astonishment" or "Work It Out Yourself." It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Smith Surtees, 1803, County Durham, England, who said, "More people are flattered into virtue than bullied out of vice." Here's a poem for today by Tracy Dant, entitled "A Twice Named Family." I come from a family that twice names its own, one name for the world, one name for home, Liddy, Joelle, Dore, Bud, Bobby, Bee, Puddin', Cluster, Lindy, Money, Duddy, Vess. Yes, we are a two-named family, 'cause somebody way back knew you needed a name to cook chitlins in, a name to put your feet up in, a name that couldn't be fired, a name that couldn't be denied alone, a name that couldn't be asked to go through anyone's back door. Somebody way back knew we needed names to be loved in. A Twice Named Family poem by Tracy Dant, used by permission of the author here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.